Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support. Support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Yes, coming to you out of the bunker today. Boy, oh boy. Okay, so my sound has decided to go south on me here. Hang on, let me see if I can figure out why. Yeah, I have no idea why the computer does this. It just all of a sudden drops the level of the sound by like 25 to 30%. I haven't been on anything. Nothing's changed. It's just decided to mess with the sound. Here we go again. Interesting. All right. So, lots to cover with you this morning. Obviously, the border crisis, we'll talk about that here in a minute. Give you some statistics with regards to that situation. Let's see, what else do we have? Man, I had these things on my mind when I was getting ready to start with you this morning. I've been knee-deep in several of these issues. The intel, the CIA situation, we'll talk a little bit about that, and the uncovering of the fact that they were engaged, that they were involved in putting forward what was manufactured, made up, the 51 members of the intel community that were recruited to put forward a lying document suggesting that Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't his, never belonged to him, was loaded with Russian disinformation. Obviously, we know that's all a lie. We know that's not true. So we'll get into a little bit of that and some of that background here in just a few minutes. Let's see, what else? What else is on the hit parade? The FBI censoring, Facebook. I've been censored again. I'll talk to you about that here in just a minute. We'll have Dr. David Wormser on in hour number two. We'll be talking about Israel and what's happening over there and the challenges that are being faced, the nuclearization that's taking place over there of Israel. There was an explosion in Milan. We'll dig into that a little bit of that. IDF has released footage of the Iron Dome. We'll show you that. And the sirens in Tel Aviv that went off. That was yesterday morning. But still issues happening with regards to that. So we'll get you caught up on what's going on over there and what we think we as believers need to be aware of, what we need to know. So we'll jump into that as well. Let's see, what else do we have going on? So we've got law enforcement is being horrifically targeted. Let me see if I can, I don't know if I can find it this way or not, but, 24-year-old police member assassinated after shift. This may be it. Yeah, this is just absolutely terrible. I have a friend on Facebook, actually, Pastor Dave, one of our broadcasters here at TECN-TV, that actually had shared this. Let me go to his page. And, yeah, here we go. Let me bring it up over here. So, there we go. If you're watching, if you're not, you're listening, that's okay too. This is Chicago police officer Ariana Preston. She was assassinated last night at 2 a.m. after she got off work. Shot five times, once in the chest, three in the face, one to the back of her head. The complete savagery of this crime. She was only 24 years old with 3 years on the job. It's absolutely devastating. And so here are the ones that are charged with the murder. A 19-year-old, two 19-year-olds, an 18-year-old, and a 16-year-old that's going to be charged as an adult. That seems to be who did this. I'm not going to read their names. You know, Ariana Preston is her name. In Wisconsin, a 29-year-old deputy was shot while tending to a DUI suspect who drove into a ditch. At St. Croix, Wisconsin, deputy was shot and killed on Saturday night while responding to a possible drunk driver who drove into a ditch. Wisconsin Department of Justice said Deputy Katie Lysing, 29, was responding to the scene of a car crash in Glenwood at about 6:15 p.m. She encountered driver Jeremiah Johnson, 34. Another vehicle had stopped to assist. The deputy asked Johnson to perform a sobriety test before returning to his vehicle, but he became evasive to her questions. About 8 minutes in, Johnson turned towards her, drew a handgun, and shot her. The shooting was reportedly captured on body camera. The release noted, which showed Lysing returning fire with three shots, never once hitting Johnson before he fled to a wooded area. People in the vehicle that stopped to assist Johnson began life-saving measures on Lysing, who was taken to a hospital where she later died. This is, you know, absolutely horrible. There is no picture of Jeremiah Johnson, so I don't know. I don't see any story related to this. Whew. And then there's the border. Border Patrol Union rips DHS. This story just absolutely, wow. So the Border Patrol Union tore into the Department of Homeland Security on Tuesday morning, calling its public warnings of targeted immigration enforcement a sad joke, days after dubbing Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Vice President Kamala Harris as clowns. The National Border Patrol Council, the service's official union, lashed out after a Monday press release announced the ops at the border crossing in El Paso, where thousands of migrants are waiting in the run-up to Title 42 ending Thursday. Nothing like publicly announcing that dangerous people will be arrested while warning them ahead of time exactly where to run and hide to avoid arrest. The entire operation is a sad joke, another pandering PR stunt. Serious law enforcement leaders don't behave this way. So this is what's happened. You had a planned strategic effort to arrest these individuals that were coming in and are coming into our country, criminals, known criminals, coming into our country. And the Department of Homeland Security thought that it would be wise to release a press release. A press release. And here's what it says. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents and officers, along with law enforcement partners from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, will conduct a targeted enforcement operation in El Paso, Texas. Immigration enforcement agents will process individuals for vetting and placement into the Title II expulsion and Title VIII removal proceedings as applicable. Non-citizens who pose a threat to national security or public safety will be transferred to ICE for detention. As we have said repeatedly, individuals who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be removed, Acting Commissioner Troy Miller said. Individuals should not listen to the lies of smugglers and instead use lawful pathways to protection. Separately, beginning May 8th at 10 p.m. local time, in the interest of border security and protection, the traveling public, infrastructure, and CBP workforce, the Office of Field Operations will temporarily be reducing processing lanes and passenger operations at the Paso del Norte port of entry. Okay, so, let's just announce to all of the bad guys this plan, what we plan to do. Let's tell them about the raids before they happen. Because then that way, they can go elsewhere along the border. I mean, there's a lot of border. And so if they know that the buildup is in El Paso, all they do is go to another place. Can you imagine? You're a Border Patrol agent. You're given these orders. You're given this plan. They lay out a plan, and you're gonna spring a trap, lay a net. And of course, remember that the goal behind that is because you know that the border is about to get flooded. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to read to you what FAIR is reporting. And let me see. I had that up. Well, isn't that interesting? Hamas, Germany, two dead, Mercedes. Okay, there we go. FAIR US, which is, hang on. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, come on now, guys. Why are you doing this? The Federation of American Immigration Reform. And, is Mark... Was Mark able to respond? No, okay. There we go. Okay. So FAIR has some numbers for us. The Federation of American Immigration Reform. Mark Morgan is a part of that organization. At least I believe that he still is. Our spokespeople, meet the team. Dan Stein, Julie Kirchner, Ira Melman. Okay. Not seeing him there. FAIR staff. We'll try that one. There we go. Senior fellow Mark Morgan. So Daniel Stein, Julie Kirchner, Jen Harris. So Mark Morgan is a senior fellow with FAIR. Anyway, I'll give you those numbers. Let's take a break. Be back right after this. Got to get all my buttons pushed here, guys. There's that button, and there's that button.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Children Generation Radio. Where am I at? There we go. And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks for being here. Okay, so let me give you this information. This is from FAIR. And again, FAIR is the Federation of American Immigration Reform. Pretty sure that's correct. Federation of American Immigration Reform. Yep, right there. Good deal. Good organization, by the way. So here's what they write. In the run-up to the lifting of Title 42, public health protocols this week, the Border Patrol is expecting 700,000 migrants sheltering in Mexico to flood this country. Think about that. 700,000 illegal immigrants are going to be like, hey, we're not going to get restricted like we did. We won't get immediately deported. We're going to get to go into the country and disappear and, you know, maybe they'll come after us and maybe they won't. Well, we'll have to wait and see what the election brings. We'll meld in. We'll drift in. Look, 700,000 people. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, that is a large city. Pretty large city, maybe two or three large cities. I know cities in Texas that are, well, way below that, but, you know, a decent sized city maybe is, 250,000. That's three of those. As a matter of fact, let me see. Population. Let me see if I can get a population on this city that I'm thinking about. All right, yeah. All right. So, San Angelo, Texas. The metropolitan area. So that is a little bit larger than just the center. That's all around, including some of the outside portions of it. San Angelo is 118,000 now. 118,000 in San Angelo. Let me see. Largest, okay, county seat, largest city. Let me see what the numbers are here. So this is the largest city. It's the 19th largest city in the state of California. 19th, top 20 largest cities in the entire state of California. Let me see. Hang on 1 second. Stay, I'm still here. Population by state. List of states and territories by population. Okay. Wow. Okay. So the number one state for population in the country is California. 39 million people living in California. Texas is number two, by the way, at 30 million people. So as of July 2022, last census. Now, so, and the 19th largest city in the state of California, which is the number one most populous state in the nation, only has 218,000. So this number that FAIR has identified, that the Border Patrol, not FAIR, FAIR didn't come up with these numbers. Border Patrol, whose job it is to, I mean, they are the frontline entity at the border. And they're telling us that with the removal of Title 42, they expect 700,000 people to flood the border. The equivalent of three times the amount of the total population living in the 19th largest city in the largest, most populous state in the country. And a large chunk of this 700,000 are going to be coming right here into Texas. Right here into Texas. Let's see. So... My goodness. San Antonio is the 12th most populous city in all of North America. And it has 1.4 million residents. Half of that, again, 700,000. Is the number that is anticipated to flood, and the majority of that is going to be coming into Texas and might well find its way near San Antonio, El Paso, New Mexico, Arizona. But don't worry, wherever you're listening to me, you are a border town. They're getting ready. They're getting ready to receive them. The gangs, the dealers, there's probably some good people in there too. Or at least trying to be good. They've sold out. They had to in order to get to where they are. 700,000 people. Just kind of try to let that sink in. I got some news from around the world. Oh, here's a good piece of news real quick. U.S. military said Wednesday it seized $80 million worth of heroin on a fishing vessel in the Gulf of Oman that had departed from our favorite friend, our favorite neighbor, Iran. Yes, from Iran. This comes just 2 days after the seizure of $30 million worth of methamphetamine and heroin in international waters, which had departed from the same Iranian port. Now, everybody says, oh, it's the CCP. Yes, the CCP. I agree. They're funneling drugs through into Mexico, and they're coming up here. But don't forget about Iran, folks. Don't forget about what they're doing and what Iran is doing, because they're right in the middle of this as well. Back with more coming up.
So up next, we have Clean Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Well, that was fast. My goodness. Okay, praise God. I was just going to look and see. I shared with you about... hang on one second. Let me see. Wow. So police said Ariana Preston, I showed you her picture just a little bit ago. This is the young woman, 24 years old, murdered, assassinated on the streets of Chicago, a police officer. And so the Patch is reporting teens were out looking for victims before killing police officer. Four teenagers have been charged with first degree murder in connection with the shooting death of officer of off-duty Chicago police officer Ariana Preston, who was killed outside of her home early Saturday morning. Chicago police officials announced the charges at a news conference on Wednesday morning when interim Chicago Police Superintendent Eric Carter. The charges were filed against Joseph. Okay, I'm not going to read these guys' names. I'm just, no, I won't. There was a night. Should I read their names? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, got it. So charges were filed against Joseph Brooks, 19, Jack Juan Buchanan, 18, Travell Breland, 19, and Jalen Frazier, 16, who was charged as an adult, officials announced. The four were ordered held without bond on Wednesday afternoon after prosecutors told a judge that the four men went on a crime spree before shooting Preston after needing money for a barbecue. All the teens are also charged with other crimes, including armed robbery, arson, burglary, possession of a stolen vehicle, and unlawful use of a weapon. All four were out looking for victims Friday night and early Saturday morning and sold the officer's gun after shooting her. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Folks, these aren't human beings. These were not raised as humans. These were raised as predators. This is not normal behavior. It's not normal behavior. It says that one of the teens fired at Preston, who then returned fire, but the offenders continued to shoot at the officer before one of the teens took Preston's gun and fled. An officer responding found Preston and drove her to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Preston, who had recently finished her shift working in the nearby Calumet District, was still in uniform when she was shot. This is absolutely unacceptable. And yes, these were black teenagers. And yes, we need to address, because it was black teenagers in Chicago that rampaged through the city. It was black teenagers that were stomping on two, a white woman and a white man. And it seemed as though it was because of the color of their skin. There is a problem with the youth in the black community, and this is not new. This is not new. And, you know, it's interesting because I've had members of Project 21 Black Leadership Network that have talked about this in the past and said, what is being missed, what is not being understood, is this is, you know, right at a point. It was, well, you know, we're talking about black on black crime, and 70% of these murders are are gang related and black youth killing black youth and so on. And there was almost as though it was it's not the rest of the nation's issue. It's not our problem. Now, you have had some quote unquote activists raising the concern, but they've turned it into political folly, and they have stirred the pot and actually exacerbated these situations and made them worse. Gavin Newsom came out, interestingly enough, over the weekend and said, no, California's not going to be giving $1.2 million to every black resident in California. We're not going to be doing that kind of crazy reparation. That's I think the number was $800 billion. And yeah, that's not going to happen. That's like two and a half times the budget for the state. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And good that he said that, because it shouldn't. That's insanity. The issue here is the leaders in the black community that keep selling the lies. That's the issue. And looking backwards and not recognizing that you had a nation that said all men are created equal, and then people who went out and died, white people who went out and died to try to set those that were oppressed free. But more significantly, laws were passed even before that that said we're not importing any more slaves. We're ending this practice. And it should be noted, and has by other hosts, that slavery has been something that has been in existence long before America, long before Britain. The British Empire was a part of it, but the majority of slavery was taking place in Africa itself, and it should be noted that today there are more slaves. The number of slaves is higher than any other time in history. And those slaves are being held in Africa. And it's, if you want to put a skin color on it, then that's fine. It's black Africans holding other black Africans as slaves. And the number one perpetrator of slavery in the world, number one perpetrator, is Islam. Islam is the number one slave trading religion in the world. Think about that. So, Christianity is the white man's religion. No, Christianity is God's plan for the redemption of mankind, all of mankind. And in Christendom, we fought against the evils of slavery, and we fought for the equality of all men. Not equity, equality. But this story is just absolutely horrific. As is the story of Deputy Katie Lysing, who also was gunned down on Saturday at 6:15 p.m. And let's see, Jeremiah D. Johnson. See if you can figure out who he is. Jeremiah D. Johnson, Wisconsin shooter. Five fast facts you need to know. There he is, Jeremiah Johnson. Jeremiah Johnson was identified as a 34-year-old convicted rapist accused of shooting and killing St. Croix County Sheriff's Deputy Katie Lysing in Wisconsin. Heavies learned that Johnson, who authorities say died by a self-inflicted gunshot wound, was a convicted rapist and kidnapper out of Minnesota who once made the news when he abducted and sexually assaulted an intoxicated woman off the street in St. Paul on July 5th, 2015. He received 6 years and 5 months in prison on a guilty plea of kidnapping. He was also required to register as a predatory sexual offender for 10 years. He was released in October of 2019. And he was the man, the law enforcement confirmed, the man who shot and killed Lysing is the same man. Sudden and unsuspected death. Caitlin was an outstanding law enforcement officer. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Just a terrible situation. Oh, and I will make mention, he's a white guy. Bring that picture up here. So, you know, we can address these issues. Here's a guy that committed rape, served time, was out on probation. Obviously, not right in his head, and decided, I guess he thought, well, my guess is he's thinking DUI, I violated the terms of my parole, and they're going to send me back to jail. And when this police officer, you know, figures out who I am, runs me, what's going to come up is that I'm a parolee, and so then she's gonna bust me. She's gonna take me in. And I'm not gonna go back. I won't go in. I won't go back to prison. And thus he pulls out a gun and he kills her. And he takes off. And then he realizes that now he's completely done. And unfortunately, the devil wins. And the devil won with these young men. And the devil's winning in these communities where this is going on. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to step in and we have to do something about it. And the church can't, you can't fix this by claiming victimhood. You can fix this by telling these young people that, hey, guess what? We all are sinners. Step up, own that, and now bring that to the cross. Bring that to the cross. And get into your schools and stop all of their indoctrination and nonsense and lies. Well, you know, this and that and the past and things get projected forward. And look, I'm aware of generational sins and generational curses and all of that. I've been doing deliverance ministry for 20 years. I get all that. But I also know that the blood of Jesus Christ cuts that off. I also know that the old man is crucified with Christ and it's over. And a new man is resurrected. I also know that deliverance destroys the darkness and renders the enemy. I'm glad there's a movie out, Come Out in Jesus' Name. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm glad it's out there. I'm glad people are getting a greater awareness. You stop and think about it. The disciples are sitting there in the boat. and they see a figure walking on the water. Now, this isn't the time that Peter gets called out. This is a different time. And the word of God immediately says that they thought it was they were afraid because they thought it was a spirit. We need to stop for a minute and get into the mind of that and think about what do we draw from that? What conclusion might we learn from that? How about the conclusion that for the apostles, for the people of Israel in that time, they were very aware that there was a natural world and there was a spiritual world, and that the spiritual world could manifest in the natural world, and that there were spirit beings and images that were very visible. Think about that. Think about the implications of that. Because what it means is that they understood something that we seem to have forgotten. And that is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. That we are in fact battling a spiritual war here, and it's very, very real. And so understanding that and putting that together with understanding about the issue of the need and deliverance, I just have to say I'm so glad that people are waking up to that. But if we want to see changes, if we want to see a change relative to that kind of situation, if we want to see a change relative to this kind of situation, then guess what? What we need, what must happen, what has to happen, and here's a picture of these teenagers whose lives are now destroyed and ended, which is a horrific truth. But when we stop and look at this situation, the only thing that's going to fix this is for Christians, the body of Christ, to actually rise up and take our authority. Something along this line. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, I invoke my warfare prayers right now, and I ask that the angelic hosts in the areas under my voice right now would take up their weapons of warfare on behalf of the body of Christ, and that if there be just one, even one, perhaps two, but even one that would say, in the name of Jesus Christ, angels help us, that warfare would begin in their neighborhood and then in their community, in their city, in their county, and ultimately in their state. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that came in the flesh, let the weapons of the enemy be removed. Let him be disarmed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hate, anger, and bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all.